This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you for joining us back again here, doing our Quranic reflections. And in this particular one, we are about to conclude our reflections upon Ayat al-Kursi. If you remember last week or so, we spoke about the verse that came before Ayatul Kursi, and now we are speaking about the verse that is coming after Ayatul Kursi. What comes after Ayatul Kursi is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ikraha fi al-deen. There shall be no compulsion in religion. People's relationship with Allah, they cannot be forced into it. Any religion that is based on force, it fails to be a sound religion. Why is this? After all this description that was given about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if your relationship with Him is not based on your own free will, your own free genuine desire to have that relationship with Allah, then that is not meaningful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not compel people to believe. Otherwise, that would indicate a need. If we were compelled by Allah to believe, then that suggests a need on the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, Allah clearly says that I am in no need of your worship. In fact, Allah is great as He is. Our worship of Him will not increase Him in greatness. If we decide not to worship Him, that will not diminish His greatness. So He is great as He is. And there is nothing that we can do or say to make Him greater or to make Him less great than what He is. And that is why one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we discussed, As-Samad. And now we have one that is Al-Ghani, meaning that He is self-sufficient. He does not need us. We are in dire need of Him. He is not dependent upon us, and we are in complete dependence on Him. His existence and well-being is not contingent upon us, but rather ours is contingent upon Him. So Allah says that He is so free that this deen is about invitation. Some are going to accept the invitation. Those who do not accept the invitation, they will not be compelled to do so. They will not be compelled to do so. La ikraha fi al-deen. That our relationship with Allah cannot be based on compulsion. People cannot be coerced. They cannot be forced. They cannot be compelled into having a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That may be slavery. And slavery is you have the slave serving the master, but the master having a whip because he needs the service of the slave. Apparently, it looks like the slave is doing the will of his master.